Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Michigan may have the third highest unemployment rate in the U.S., but we're apparently the second fastest recovering state in the country. That's according to a new Bloomberg Index, which finds that only North Dakota and its oil boom is outpacing us. To talk about this news, which may come as a surprise to some, I'm joined by Dr. Charles Ballard, professor of economics at Michigan State University. It's always interesting to get your perspective on new economic news, so thank you for joining me.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks for having me on the program.
Now, considering our unemployment rate, does the fact that we're ranked second in our rate of economic recovery say more about just how bad things were rather than how well off we are now? I mean, our economy can't really compare to that of North Dakota, can it?
Well, you know, making comparisons with all sorts of states is really tricky. The states with which it makes the most sense to compare Michigan are the other large industrial states, North Dakota or Wyoming or Kansas, or little states like Delaware. It's hard to make a meaningful comparison. But anyway, I think you're right when you say that this indicator that we're recovering rapidly from the recession relative to some others, that says more about where we were a few years ago than about how great it is now. I'm not trying to say that it's, you know, I'm not trying to rain on our parade. It is true that after a horrendous decade where we lost more than 800,000 jobs, we've actually gained some jobs, gained about 100,000 of those back in the last couple of years, and that's good news.
So is it all about the auto industry then, the fact that the big three are back on a somewhat solid footing?
That's an awful lot of it. Now, the other thing that I think bears mentioning about this index is that it's a strange index, some of the things that are included. And the one that is the most odd is that it includes stock prices for companies that are headquartered in whatever state you're talking about. Well, okay, the auto companies' stock prices have rebounded from doing really terrible 2.5 years ago. And then that makes, if you use this index, which I think Bloomberg includes stock prices because they are talking to an investor type of an audience, if you include stock prices, that makes us temporarily look better. But, you know, I don't think most people in Michigan think, oh, yeah, Ford stock price is doing better, therefore that's good for me. For the average citizen, I think what is important is the whether they have a job, and if they have a job, what their earnings are.
Let me ask you, Governor Snyder has been in office for only 2 of the 10 quarters measured by the index. Who really deserves political credit for this somewhat strong comeback?
Well, you know, I think it's always dangerous to give too much credit or too much blame to elected officials. I think we tend to blame them too much when things go badly and to give them too much credit when things go well. Really, the thing that's going on here is a structural change in the economy having to do with the rebound of the auto industry. I don't think that that would have been very different if Virge Bernero had been elected governor. Perhaps I think we should give – I'm not saying that Governor Snyder has done badly, but the recovery from the national recession, which has helped the Michigan economy, that's something that was due to forces, most of which – were not being pulled on by whoever was the governor of Michigan. And I should note that the last 15 months when Jennifer Granholm was in office, the unemployment rate came down each of those 15 months. So it's really a mixed bag. I think Granholm was very unlucky to be governor at a time when we were going through wrenching structural changes that would have been tough for any governor.
I'm talking to Dr. Charles Ballard, professor of economics at Michigan State University. As you said, most residents of Michigan are not concerned about the price of the stock of our automakers. When you look at our state, we have one of the highest unemployment rates in the country.
Right.
But we have a persistent foreclosure problem and what looks like more big budget cuts for local governments in the coming years. What kind of recovery is this really?
Well, it's certainly better than it would have been if we hadn't bottomed out and finally started to inch forward. But it is definitely true that the story is not yet rosy for many people in Michigan. For some people, it's very good. highly educated professionals are doing well in Michigan, just like they're doing all over the country. But the blue-collar worker, and many of those folks still are having trouble finding work. Those who have only a high school diploma, or worse yet, those who are high school dropouts, are not doing well. Those are long-term trends that are likely to continue for a very long time, and that's why I always like to emphasize, if we've got our eye on where we want the economy to be for the long haul in Michigan, we've got to do more to improve the skills of our workforce.
Well, now that the auto industry is no longer teetering on collapse, where is our state's next burst of economic activity likely to come from? Are there any particular sectors that you expect we'll see major growth in?
Well, making a prediction about these things is very hard, and I like to give the example of, what if you had asked me 30 years ago how many people would use the Internet on their job? Well, 30 years ago, I hadn't even heard of the Internet, and I didn't really begin to use it much until about 20 years ago, and yet it's exploded. So there are changes in technology that are difficult to foresee. It may well be that 5 years from now, a lot of people are doing things that nobody's even dreamed of yet. Having said that, the usual suspects are healthcare continues to grow. There are a lot of growth opportunities in alternative energy, in information technology, in bio-related things, bioengineering and biofuels and so on. All of those things, I think, have potential. But to say for sure which one it is very difficult. But here's what I think we can say almost for sure, that when we look down the road, those who have the greatest skills and education are going to be the ones who will be most likely to be able to take advantage of the opportunities when they do arise.
It seems like another factor is that Michigan's population is, in fact, older than most other states in the country. We're the only state, of course, that lost population last year or in the last decade. Those factors don't seem to bode well for a high level of future growth. Do we need to see more people and younger people here to see real economic growth?
Oh, I would love to do more to attract and retain young people. There's been a lot of publicity about the fact that so many of our recent college graduates, who are the highly trained and highly educated people who we would most like to retain here, many of them moved to Chicago or to other out-of-state locations. We need to have a multifaceted strategy that involves educating our young people, but also providing jobs and with an economic development strategy, and also providing the cultural and recreational activities that are really important, more important to today's young people than they were to the young people of my generation. A lot of folks, it's not just about the job. It's about, is it a cool place? Does it have restaurants and theaters and parks and sporting events?
The tax cuts we're going to now see taking effect, are we likely to see this second burst of recovery growth that we saw that put us on top of the index this time around?
Well, I think when I look back at the job losses of the last 10 years, I don't think that most of them were due to tax policy. And therefore, I think that tax changes, they do have an incremental effect, but I don't think that they're number one in terms of driving economic activity. So, yeah, maybe a little bit, but the thing that we need the most is a return to consumer confidence and business confidence, and to slowly but surely put more people to work. And I think, unfortunately, all the indicators indicate that it's going to be a rather slow continuation of this recovery, not nearly as fast as any of us would like.
Dr. Charles Ballard, professor of economics at Michigan State University, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be on the program.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.